the Westminster thing, I guess it's been a little bit of like Westminster plus social, like to where we've been 1 or 2 degrees of separation, and then these people have just been absurdly talented in what they're doing in their careers, and so it's been easy to choose them when we realize we're both into the same things because they're really good at what they do, and we're doing what we're doing. So it's kind of weird how it's become like a Westminster project. I mean, it might be one of the bigger Westminster firms, I think, right now. Startups, at least. Of the 1.5 million cities in the world, most started out as tents and then were thatch huts. New Orleans was thatch huts twice and got blown down twice. Chicago burned down a bunch of times. So usually you did start as a camp and then these kind of like crappy buildings, and then it became a town as it started to become economically viable. The idea that now you like turn in a master plan of perfect buildings and have a get $30 million to build something perfect in the middle of a cow pasture is a really recent concept in the world, less than 100 years old. So I don't think we're doing anything out of the ordinary, unless you're like at a statistical level, I think we're actually much more normal than how most of the world is being built in present day. One of the biggest things we found in Latin America was, first of all, it's more like we're city kids, because like the Panamanian city kids love Kalayala too. And so we've just seen like there's not that much of a difference between Latin American city kids and American city kids. There's a big difference between rural people, I think, in both countries. And we can look at the most recent election in the U.S. to see how rural culture is different than urban culture. So I think I don't really concentrate on the white middle class part as much as the urban and rural cultural differences. I think we're ultimately trying to reconnect cities with nature. I think that's really what we're trying to do, is we're saying like we've got the greatest invention mankind has to date is the city. And unfortunately, it also consumes more resources than any other invention we have. But it also makes more efficient use of resources than any other invention we have. So it's whether we're looking at Singapore as a model or Serenby as a model or us as a model or more hippie places as a model. It's we've got to figure out how do cities and nature come back into balance again.